Good evening, Rabbi Levin. You are now live.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome. We want to thank Jake Weinman, our host, for making this possible, putting this technology and this group of wonderful people together to learn Monday evening a few words on the parasha. This week is a wonderful week. A lot of things going on. I want to, of course, acknowledge our sponsor, was dedicating the shir l'zeche u'le'ilu nishmas manish Yitzchak ben Aryeh. May the neshama have an aliyah. Thank you. This week we have many, many things converging upon us. We're going to read two parashas this week. Parashas Vayakel and Parashas Pikudei. It's not very often we have the merit to lane in one Shabbos two parashas. Number two, it's Parshas Chazak. Chazak, Chazak, the Mischazek, the finished Sefer Chumash Shemois. Number three, it's Parshas Achodesh, the third of the Dalet Parshios. We read about the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, Achodesh, Azel Lechem Rosh Chodoshim, and number four, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. Four very unique things coming together. Let's discuss an idea. I'd like to suggest a homiletic idea this week. In order to discuss the idea, we need a little background. We are very well aware that on Yom Kippur, there's a very unique halacha. The halacha is that when we make Havdalah at the end of Yom Kippur, we make bracha on the ner, boire me'oire hoish. And the bracha on this ner is different than the whole year round. There's a special halacha that the candle, the ner, the candle which we use to light the avuka, the torch, motzo yom kippurim, has to be lit the entire Yom Kippur. It's lit before Yom Kippur begins, Erev Yom Kippur, a 24-hour candle, and it remains illuminated the entire Yom Kippur. And then Motzo Yom HaKippurim, we use it as the source of our avuka, of our Havdalah candle, to recite the bracha, Boirei Ma'oirei Hoish. Why is that so? So we always have to start with Shah Halacha. Halacha is in order to show that on Yom HaKippur it was forbidden for us to light a fire. Yom Kippur, it's like Shabbos. In fact, the Pasuk calls it Shabbos, Shabboson, the Shabbos of the Shabbosos. And on Shabbos, there's a prohibition to kindle, to light fire. So we want to show that now that Shabbos is over, now for the first time, we can kindle a fire. In order to enhance that awareness that the entire Shabbos was forbidden, and only now it is permitted, we go the extra mile. Chazal demanded of us that we go the extra mile, that we light the candle on Friday. The candle is lit on Friday, not on Shabbos. Friday, because Shabbos we're not allowed to light a candle, and we use what we lit on Friday, Motzo Yom HaKippurim, to show, look, the whole Shabbos, we did not add fuel to the candle, we did not light the candle. And now that Yom HaKippurim is over, now we can first begin to use the ner. It's a intense statement that it is forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, for that matter, to light fire. I want to suggest to you a homiletic reason as to why we have this requirement. This is drush, this is not pshat, but it's a thought. And that's because Yom HaKippurim is a very dangerous day for all of us. our lives hang in the balance. Mi yichye mi yamos, who will live, who will not live. And in Yom Kippurim, we dive into Hashem, we pray to Hashem, and He forgives us for our sins, to enable us to live another year. We're asking Hashem to allow our neshama to proceed. A ner, in the eyes of Chazal, is a symbol of the neshama. Ki ner Elokim nishmas Adam. The ner of Hashem is the soul of man. The soul of man is a candle of Hashem. We on Yom Kippurim, we come to daven to Hashem that our neshama continue to provide light, to be illuminated, to live, to be alive. There should not be a break, a hefsek. Thus, the candle that was lit before Yom Kippur in the previous year should continue and extend into the next year. We should live. Let's put that idea on the side for one moment. This parsha begins with Vayakel. Vayakel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, he gathers the Jewish people. And the first thing he does in this week's parsha is he teaches them about Shabbos. And he tells them one halacha about Shabbos. Lo sevaru esh b'chol moshvo seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. It is forbidden to light a candle on Shabbos. It is forbidden to kindle, strike a match. It is forbidden to produce fire on Shabbos. These are the first words of the parsha, the very beginning of the parsha. Rashi also tells us, first Rashi in the parsha, that this command, that it's forbidden to light a fire on Shabbos, was taught to the Jewish people the day after Yom Kippur. Moitzoei Yom HaKippur, the day after Moshe came down from Shamayim with the Luchos, Moshe came down on Yom Kippur, and this commandment was taught to the Jewish people the day after Yom Kippur. What is the significance in this halacha being singled out, that one is not permitted to light fire on Shabbos? So there are many different ideas Rashi discusses. I want to present very quickly a very interesting novel idea from the Netziv, Naftali Tzvi Berlin. The Netziv, he says a very novel idea in halacha. He takes note that this mitzvah of Lestavadu Eish is juxtaposed to the commandments of building the Mishkan. Most of the parsha deals with the Binyan HaMishkan. And he says this idea, when it comes to building the Mishkan, they certainly needed to use fire. It was necessary to melt down all different types of precious metals into various shapes and sizes, all different purposes, and they needed fire. And he says that the fire that you use to craft the Mishkan has to be fresh. When it comes Shabbos, you have to extinguish the fire, turn off the pilot light. Because a fire that has burned through Shabbos, a nair that has been lit the entire Shabbos, cannot be used for the building of the Mikdash, although for mundane purposes. And Shabbos itself, you can benefit hot food. And you can certainly benefit when Shabbos is over from a candle that was lit, but not for the construction of the Mikdash. The Mikdash has higher standards. When you will proceed on Sunday to build the Mishkan and need fire to melt metal into a molten form so you can shape it and use it, that fire has to be kindled fresh on Sunday. that fire was burning over Shabbos, that's not proper. There is an element of something that is not proper for the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's now look at the irony of these two concepts that we've just presented. It is specifically on Motzei Yom HaKippurim that Chazal gave us a mitzvah, who gave us a command that the Havdalah be done through a candle that was illuminated, that was burning the entire Yom Kippur. Yet Moshe Rabbeinu tells us the day after Yom Kippur, don't use that Ner Sheshavas, that candle that was lit through the entire Yom Kippur, through Yom Kippur, which is also Shabbos. Don't use that to assist you in the building of Hashem's home. You have to create a new fire in order to use to melt down the metal and assist you in its construction. Isn't that a bit contradictory? After Yom HaKippurim is over, when we make Havdalah, specifically we want the candle to have been burning over Yom HaKippurim. But what we're going to do tomorrow morning, Sunday morning to continue, or Mitzvah Shabbos to continue and build the Mishkan, now that has a different standard. You cannot use a candle, a fire that was burning over Shabbos / Yom HaKippurim. What's the message? What's the meaning of this? And the answer is very simple, Rabbi Yossi. The answer is that when it comes, we look in the mirror and we look at ourselves. Who are we? Who are we? We have to make sure we connect our past to the present and the future. Every day is a continuation of the past. It is a connecting point to the future. It is a springboard to the future. All the dots have to merge and synthesize into one unit. Every day we have to look back into the past and build upon our successes and learn from our failures and use it as a springboard to go further. When we come to the end of our lives, 120 years, it has to be one unit. And likewise, our lives are intertwined with the lives of our parents and our grandparents, our ancestors. And going forward, our lives are the building blocks for the full future generations. That's when we look at ourselves in the mirror as who are we. But every person also has an obligation in this world to create something new in honor of Hashem, to build his own Beis HaMikdash. There's the Beis HaMikdash of Hashem, the Mishkan of Hashem, but every person has an obligation to build, to create. And when you come to create, don't rely upon the past. Be original. Be creative. Be unique. Do something different. Forge your own path. Create your own way in this world. Don't take the fire from last year, the fire that was burning, illuminating, producing light over the past era, and just take it further. If you're going to build something for Hashem, be original. Of course, you have to build based upon the foundations, the values, the legacy, the Messiah, the Halacha of the past. But you have an obligation also to be creative in this world. Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim, we make Havdalah on the Ner Sheshavas. The candle is still going. It's the same candle from the past. That's who we are. But when we want to create something to honor Hashem, we also have to create something new. The Shabbos the blending and the synthesis of old and new. On the one hand, it's the last day of the month. It's the last day of the month. But it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's the beginning of the new year. Chodesh Nisan is the first day of the new year. It's the last day of the year. But we have our sights. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. We look to the future. It's the end of Chumash Shemois. But we say, Chazak Chazak V'nis Chazek. Let's be strong and look closer to the future. It's the synthesis of old and new. When we go forward, on the one hand, we have to connect the past to the future. But on the other hand, we have to innovate. We have to be better. We have to create. We have to do something new. Create something new that we can call our own, we can be proud of, we can contribute to Hashem's world, to give Him honor, and to be an Or La'anim, light to the nations of the world, contribute to the coming of Mashiach, and Hera V'yoneinu Amen. Thank you very much for listening. You all have a wonderful week. Be well. Good night.